Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Every year has crappy times and good times, yeah. Opportunities and challenges. And when you actually know when those might be, I mean, you should greet every day as an opportunity. But there are cycles that are more favorable. And why not know them and be ready for them?
Hi there. Welcome to Being Home with Hunker. I'm Lori Gunning Grossman. And this, in case you missed an episode, we're giving you a taste of the shows and guests we had featured on the podcast in January. We talked about the one room in the home that is deemed to be the most important. Astrologist Ophi of the Astro Twins shared 2023 predictions. Terry Fisher of Spoon Fork Bacon talked about one of our favorite subjects, recipes. Aya Kanai of Google Shopping spoke of innovative tools to help us shop for home decor. And we highlighted some ways that we can all elevate the energy of our work desk. So enjoy this recap. If you're interested in hearing the full episodes, you can find them right here on the Being Home with Hunker podcast, or visit our show notes for direct links to each episode. And now, on with the show. Ever wonder which room in the house both organizing experts and feng shui experts believe is the most important? You might be surprised to hear it's the bedroom. Feng shui expert Kate McKinnon explains why and offers some things to try to elevate your bedroom space.
You know, feng shui ultimately is about health. Then we say without health, you have nothing. And so how energy enters your space is important. And we say bedroom is probably the most important room because it is the place of rest and restoration, right? And I always say it's where you go and you get restored so you can go get ready and go back out into the world, right? Like I think of our homes as an oasis, a sacred space where we come and we can get recharged. So yeah, the bedroom is very, very important. Again, going back to the basic principles of feng shui, you know, balance and flow. The principles that I'm talking about are creating balance, and balance in that, like you say, you know, the position of the bed, people talk about it, it is very important. And there's a fundamental principle that we use in feng shui for a lot of things. It's called the command position. So ultimately, the idea, and again, it comes back to protection and safety, you know, from 5,000 years ago, it's like wanting to see your enemies coming. You don't want to have them coming behind you on it, right? So the idea is that your bed position in your room, first of all, have a headboard. Yeah. You want your bed with the sort of the head against a wall, like a solid wall, not a window. And the best position of a bed is being able to have the back to the wall and be able to face and see the doorway. You don't want to be right in the doorway because that energy while you're sleeping is too much. It's too much. It's very disturbing. But those are the ideal principles. And the idea is you're getting support from the wall, right? And you're also protected from, you know, you can see people coming in. And then the placement of that is that, you know, the bed itself, we recommend a solid bed. Like a lot of people get like bed frames and then they put a headboard against the wall. It's not connected. We don't recommend that. We want solid bed. Like you have a bed that you get in, you're solid, you're protected, right?
Yeah.
It's like you think about it, your bed has your back, like the headboard is your back. I love the analogies, right? Or the metaphors, like your bed has your back. The universe has your back. It gives you a much more solid sleep than if you're got this wobbly bed frame that's not even connected to the headboard.
Yeah, that makes sense. Predictions for 2023 came in hot from astrologers Ophi and Tali of the Astro Twins and their new 2023 horoscope book. In the full episode, I talk with Ophi about design and decor according to astrology and feng shui. But first, I was curious as to why they dubbed 2023 the year of what if. Here, Ophi explains.
As we were writing the book, we found ourselves saying that phrase a lot and in two different ways. One was like, oh no, what if the economy crashes? What if the economy doesn't crash? What if this? Mm. And also in an intrigued way, because there's a lot of technology and innovation coming up. So it's like, what if actually it did go like this? Or what if we could? So we thought that, you know, the theme kind of presents itself as we go. And we wanted to encourage people to get out of like a worrying and fearful mindset, because the news feed is doing its own job stoking that, and to be more innovative and curious. Like, even if there is, you know, a big economic shakeup, then it also makes space for innovation and creativity. We've had them before on this planet. We've survived. Yeah. So that's also the whole idea of writing the book. So there, every year has crappy times and good times, yeah, opportunities and challenges. And when you actually know when those periods might be, I mean, you should greet every day as an opportunity, but there are cycles that are more favorable. And why not know them and be ready for them?
And since we're talking about 2023 and the new year, I was curious about the type of recipes people are searching for at the top of each year. Enter Terry Fisher from Spoonfork Bacon. She and her co-founder, Jenny Park, have over 1,000 recipes on their site. Here, Terry shares about the foods and recipes that they see trending every January.
Definitely lighter food, and not like in a caloric way, but in like a just like more greens and veggies. Salmon dishes are a really popular search. I think people have been just eating a lot of meat and cheese, and so they're just looking for ways to kind of like lighten things up and just kind of reset. So that, we like to post a lot of huge salads, and not just like, you know, a salad with dressing, but like a loaded salad where there's a lot of components. So it's still a really delicious meal, but it's just feels fresher and feels lighter. So yeah, salmon, salads, like just fish dishes in general.
Yeah.
And then just straight veggie dishes, plant-based recipes. We'll try to post a lot of those because people want them, like vegetarian dinners and things like that.
I then spoke with Aya Kanai, head of editorial and creative at Google Shopping, and she shared some of the clever and helpful ways that Google tools can help us decorate our homes before spending any money. So before you start searching, listen to this.
You can take products.
Okay.
So say, for example, you're using the Google or the Chrome app, and you search for something like blue armchair.
Yeah.
Or frankly, any furniture item that you're curious to have a look at and to shop for.
Yeah.
When you see the products in your search results, there will be a 3D icon on various different product results.
Yeah.
When you tap that result and click on View in My Space, it opens your own camera in your room, whatever room that you are in, your living room, your office, wherever.
Yeah.
And it will show you that blue armchair in your space.
Okay, Aya, this is super cool.
It's so fun. And I really, what it is truly reflective of, in my opinion, is that customers are obviously very familiar with online shopping.
Mm.
And they really want to make very mindful choices and decisions when they are shopping. So the ability to see what that product looks like in your home with the decor you already have is almost as good as, I mean, frankly, it is as good as going into a store and trying on a dress.
Yeah.
Right? Like
yes.
Now I know what it looks like in my home or on my body, like, you know, from a fashion point of view.
Yeah.
And that home decor item, an armchair, you know, it would be fairly labor intensive to get it into your house. But if you can virtually try it on in your home and see it with your other items, isn't that that's the next best thing? And then you can know if you want to buy it.
And finally, we had a show that highlighted tips from a feng shui expert and an aromatherapist on ways we can elevate our work desk to be the most supportive space energetically. Here, feng shui expert Amanda Gibby Peters discusses why the placement of your desk is so important.
There's a lot of reason that we talk about being in command. And so let me just explain the setup and then I'll explain the benefits. When you are in command, ideally you are back against a wall or something solid. So maybe bookcases or, you know, something that feels like it's supportive, right? You're not exposed. You are facing the door, but you're not in direct alignment with the door, which means that if someone walks in the door, they're not going to run into you if they just keep walking, right? So it allows you the fullest command of the room. Here's why it matters. Because when our back faces a door, through, again, no choice of our own, our subconscious is like, well, wait, survival is the name of the game, so I need to be paying attention to anything or anyone that might come up unexpectedly. So there you are working away, and you're trying to do what you're focused on, but your subconscious has got a whole nother agenda, right? And so something to keep in mind with feng shui, nothing is transactional. So anytime you read something and it scares you, just know that usually it's not you've done something and then immediately something bad is going to happen. And likewise, you're not going to do something and immediately something wonderful is going to happen. It really is about what is the quality of chi over a period of time. So going back to command, if your subconscious is on guard day after day after day, there's that drip, drip, drip again of you feeling that decision fatigue without even knowing it. So you start to feel exhausted. And when you're not on your A game, opportunities might get by you. You might not see something coming up. You might have missed out on something. Again, all the metaphors of having your back to opportunities play in here. For people who have to face a wall, though, because I don't want anyone to feel left out, you can mitigate that by putting yourself in a situation where you can possibly see the door, right? So you can angle your desk, you could even put a mirror up. But the bigger thing I would say, the two things I would really insist on is if you're facing a wall, put a piece of art on the wall that has a landscape view, something that opens up the space in front of you so you don't feel like you're, again, metaphorically hitting a wall day after day. And then go for a high back chair so it creates that speed bump between whatever's coming in the door and you.
And there you have it, a taste of the episodes we had here on the Being Home with Hunker podcast in January. Visit our show notes for direct links to these full episodes and more information on all these amazing guests. Thank you for listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman. Eve Epstein is our executive producer. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio. Theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Men, and director of audience development, Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive. Can I go now? Here I go. Okay, here we go. I don't know why I have the giggles today. Okay.